Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, the newsbreaker extraordinaire, MG, fresh off what you declared last week to be...
His best ever mail. His best ever mail. He was precise, he was in sync, he was accurate, he was confident and assertive.
Brent Reed from The Australian. Reedy, no pressure, mate, but you're only as good as your last effort.
Big shoes to fill, except they're my own shoes. So,
and then famously a size 6. Reedy, let's get stuck in. James Fisher-Harris, his future at the Panthers, where's it at?
Yeah, look, I did a story today on the fact that he's agreed terms on a new deal with Penrith. It's a mega deal in every sense of the word. We're talking 4 years, in excess of $800,000 a year. He'll be staying at the club for the foreseeable future. Now, the question this now, they've now re-signed him, Nathan Cleary, Jerome Luai, Isaiah Yeo, within the space of a short time. And what that means is there's pressure on the cap. Now, they're basically covered at the end of next season. Beyond that, end of 22, they've got Dylan Edwards, Viliami Kikau, Api Korosau, Moses Leota, Paul Momorowski all coming off contract. So that's now where their focus lies. Now, given the amount of money they've spent on, as I said, Cleary, Fisher-Harris, Luai, Isaiah, yeah, they all had to get upgrades. They're under some real pressure, I think, moving forward. And I reckon there's been some clubs circling Penrith in the next few months. And from November 1, just basically look to almost pick the eyes out of those guys who were left, those guys who were off in 22. As I said, the likes of Dylan Edwards, Viliami Kikau, Api Korosau, there's going to be some pressure on the Panthers. And I think they're going to find it difficult to keep them all. I don't think they will. I think they know that internally. They won't be able to keep all those blokes. And it's just a matter of keeping the ones that are a priority for them. So that's the issue they've got to now work through.
Well, let's first of all speak about Fisher-Harris, who is their rock, their alpha male, their heartbeat at Penrith. They may have the flair and they might have the skill of all the other players, but the one player that everyone loves at Penrith is Fisher-Harris. He is unbelievable.
He's now the best prop in the game, don't you think, MG?
I think so, Reedy. I think he's the most consistent. Yeah, he's the most consistent. And I think it's exactly when you've got seven players in State of Origin, of course there's going to be other clubs picking the eyes out of it because all them guys have got to get paid upgrades. They've got to, once you make the big time, you expect it. Unless you get a lot of them doing what a lot of people have done in Melbourne, and that's play for unders.
Yeah.
Hey, Reedy, what does that mean? Does this development for Fisher-Harris essentially mean Kurt Capewell as good as gone?
Well, they're still, you know what? They thought they'd lost Kurt Capewell a couple of weeks ago. They're still in the fight for him at the moment. It's basically a two-horse race now between them and Brisbane. The Cowboys now think that he won't be coming to them. They put an offer on the table for Kurt. They think they're out of the running. So now it looks like it's a Brisbane-Penrith shootout for Kurt Capewell. They're hoping... See, this is the other issue with 22. I mean, Brisbane have offered Kurt Capewell, I believe, a three-year deal. Penrith at the moment are in a position where initially they were only talking a one-year deal for him. I think they've said to him, look, if you sign longer or if you hang around and give us some time, we might be able to work on a longer-term deal. But again, that puts pressure on those guys in 22 that are coming off. So they've almost got to make a decision there. You know, if we keep Kurt, can we keep Kikau? Can we keep Dylan Edwards? Well, you know what? Probably not. So, the Capewell retention has a ripple effect on the rest of the roster.
Well, watching the NRL 360 last night and Benny Eichen's last episode in the show, he said he was asked by Paul Kent, who's the one player you'll be chasing when you put your feet under the desk? And he said, Kurt Capewell.
If I was Penrith MG, I'd just be showing Kurt Capewell the ladder. I'd say, this is all the information you need to know, mate. One of us is going to be competing for the comp for the next couple of years. But hey, Reedy, speaking of the Brisbane Broncos and potential signings and departures there, Tevita Pangai Jr., he gave an interview after that loss last weekend on the Friday night, and it sounded like it was the last time we would see him in a Broncos jersey. Any firm information now on this move to the Tigers?
Well, I still think it'll be his last game in a Broncos jersey. I think the Tigers are mulling over Tevita and Dale Finucane, and I don't think they've landed on a destination yet. I think there's a few factors at play in that. Money is the big one, right? So, and length of contract, because Dale's, I guess, entering, I wouldn't say his twilight years, Dale.
He's closer to the end than he is the
he's
start.
He's closer to the end than the start. So it depends on what the demands are at Dale Finucane's campus, to, which way that falls. Interesting one, the Dragons have actually contacted to be at Pangos camp just to find out what the situation is. And they're not in for Dale, they're not in for Tevita Pango, let's stress that. But they are watching proceedings and they're monitoring things. So don't put a line through the Dragons where Tevita Pango is concerned just yet. They're not
I think the Dragons might have a new name soon. They might be called the Seagulls. Because they're picking up everyone else's scraps.
but how smart are they? They're very smart. Yeah. They got Brisbane shipping in for McCulloch. They got Brisbane shipping in for Jack Bird. Yep. And maybe if they decide to press the go button on Tevita, Brisbane might have to chip in for Tevita. So, as I said, they haven't made a final decision yet. They're monitoring proceedings.
Well, MG, quickly, you put yourself in Tevita Pangai's shoes. You got an offer on the table from the West Tigers, and let's say the Dragons do decide to make him an offer. Where would you go?
I'm going with my ex-teammates and coach. I'm going to the Dragons.
Okay, there you go. All right. And lastly, Reedy, a big fixture on the rugby league calendar, the World Cup in doubt.
Maybe not for much longer. Look, Peter Volandis had a hook-up last night with the World Cup organising committee. The players, the clubs have made it pretty clear there's some real concerns around this. I mean, if they go to the World Cup, the way it plays out at the moment, those World Cup players wouldn't start training again until mid-February next year, which would basically give them a month to prepare for the start of the premiership. And I don't think anyone thinks that's realistic or can work. So the club's raised some real concerns about it earlier this week with the NRL and Peter Volandis. Peter Volandis has now conveyed that to the World Cup organising committee. And look, I'd be stunned if it goes ahead, guys. I know they're very bullish over in England about it and they're talking very positively about it, but I don't see how it can happen. I don't see how it can go ahead.
This is, of course, the Rugby League World Cup, as you say, Reddy, meant to be happening in England, meant to be from the 23rd of October through till basically the end of November. And
The current climate's too hard. It's too hard.
The players have to quarantine when they get back for 2 weeks. Then they've got to be given 8 weeks holiday because all those guys now get 8 weeks holiday. So they wouldn't get back, as I said, until mid-February.
Wow.
And they'd have to start 4 weeks later. I mean, you just can't do that. So that's a real issue.
All right. Well, look, fingers crossed that everything pans out as smoothly as possible and we can get it away, but you think you need to prioritise the players' health and well-being for the NRL season in 2022. Very good work, Reddy. MG, I liked that one off the back of his best ever last week.
He's just Mr. Consistent. You know,
in a purple patch, isn't he?
Yeah, he's, I don't know what he's doing on the Northern Birches, but he might be on that wacky tobacco or something. I don't know what's going on.
Just breathe in the clean air while the water up here, MG.
Now, Reddy, you'll be a part of Saturday Scrum this weekend?
Well, I am. I actually got to do it remotely because we're going away next week, and if I come into the dirty city, I won't be able to go away.
Where are you heading, Reddy? Where's the family?
We're going to Hunter Valley.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Red wines, you know.
Beautiful. Yeah, awesome. Beautiful.
A mid-season refresh. I've never had, you know, I've covered the game 15 years now, and I've never had a mid-season break. It's my first ever. Work made me take holidays.
You need one, mate. You need one.
You know what this industry's like, Reddy. You give somebody half a chance. Who's picking up your gigs while you're away?
No, I'll be back. I'll be back for the war.
Just FYI, Michael Chambers, very good last week. Very good on the screen.
Please.
At least Sid Blakes didn't text me this week. Last time he was on, he texted me telling me how good he was. You and Girdler.
Reedy, we can hear you on Saturday, the Saturday Scrum with MG, Girds and Tony. And if we don't speak to you beforehand, enjoy the Hunter Valley, enjoy the vinos, but of course, drink responsibly.
Always. Good stuff, lads.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.